We're going to talk now about fear of danger. Cy Montgomery has gone swimming with piranhas. She has traversed the Amazon River to follow the elusive pink dolphin. She has ridden motorcycles in Southeast Asia in search of the golden moon bear. Her latest adventure took her to the Guadalupe Islands, 250 miles south of San Diego, where she went diving to see great white sharks. Cy is a naturalist and the author of numerous books. She wrote about her experience shark diving in the online magazine Eon. She's with us from New Hampshire Public Radio in Concord. Cy, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks so much.
Well, what made you want to do this? This thing that most people would run away from, which is to go down in the ocean in a cage and look for great white sharks.
Well, I had met some great white sharks researching a book on great whites out on the Cape. And I had seen these beautiful, huge fish from a boat in those soupy green waters. But that just made me hungrier to see them up close and personal in these crystal clear waters where the visibility is over 100 yards off the Isle of Guadalupe off Mexico.
And when you finally did, were you frightened?
You know, I wasn't sure how I was going to feel. I mean, there you are. You're underwater. You're breathing underwater, which always makes you wonder if maybe you're going to drown. You're in an enclosed space.
It's a little claustrophobic, exactly.
Well, you know, all of these things are going on. And the largest predatory fish in the world is very close to your body. And I did kind of wonder how I would feel. But what surprised me was that although, you know, my heart was pounding when I went down in the cage, when I actually saw the sharks and quite near me, instead of feeling at all frightened, I was just engulfed with this sense of tranquility.
See, I had a similar experience, which was I was diving years ago in the Great Barrier Reef, and I was looking at these beautiful big fish and 100-year-old clams and whatever is there, and this shark came up, and as soon as I saw it, I immediately sort of backed away, but then all I wanted to do was be right as close to the shark as possible because I thought that was so cool. But that was not a great white shark. We're not talking about one that would probably want to eat me.
Well, you know, the thing about great whites, they have such a bad rep. But in reality, toasters kill something like 400 people a year, whereas sharks of all species kill 4.
Okay, so you're saying the numbers are on your side, but what you say in this article that I think is so interesting about this is you say the physiology of fear relates not just to pain and phobias, but also to motivation, sex, pain relief, and love. Explain that.
Yeah, this kind of blew my mind. I know, as everyone does, that there's certain chemicals, natural brain chemicals, that are associated with certain states. We think of fear as being something associated with endocannabinoids and opioids that are released by the brain under acute stress. We think of adrenaline. We think of cortisol. We think of all of these things that allow our heart rate to increase, our veins to constrict, our blood glucose to rise, our pupils to dilate, our muscles to tense, all of these things that would let you get away from something real scary or fight it. But it turns out that these same brain chemicals are involved with things that we love, such as seeing the man you're in love with. They are also involved with joggers high. They're the same neurotransmitters. Hmm.
So what do you think the purpose of them are? What do you think is the purpose of fear after this experience?
Well, the purpose of fear, clearly, is to help you get away, which it does. If your heart rate increases, there's more blood pumping, so you can use that blood to fuel your muscles to run away. Oxygen's shunted to the lungs, so you can run fast. Your pupils dilating allows you to see in the dark. I mean, all of that prepares your body to fight or escape.
But if it's giving you pleasure as well.
I mean, if you think of it, has there ever been a time when you've been separated from the one you love and you're just getting off the plane, you're going to see them any minute? What happens? Your heart pounds. And when they see you, they'll tell you that your pupils are huge. The physiology of fear and attraction are so similar that sometimes even we can't tell them apart. And this was shown a few years ago on this experiment called the Capilano Bridge Experiment. What they did was they took participants in the experiment across a wobbly bridge over a 230-foot canyon in Vancouver. And men crossing this bridge met an attractive woman in the middle who asked them to fill out the survey, and then she gave them her phone number in case they wanted to talk further. Well, half of those men ended up phoning, and the stories that they wrote after crossing the bridge were filled with all this sexual imagery. But this was not true of another different group of men who had encountered the same pretty lady while crossing a sturdy control bridge over a little rivulet. And they've replicated this with both men and women, and they have replicated it on roller coaster rides and in laboratories and at horror movies. It's so interesting. It's as if, you know, your body has to be prepared to do similar things when you are afraid and when you have to be brave and when you're in love or when you have to get away from somebody that you find very dangerous.
You know, what this makes me think of is other people who have been unafraid of scary creatures. And I think of Steve Irwin, who was really not afraid to wrestle crocodiles or go and be around snakes or sharks or whatever. And then he ends up getting killed by an animal like that, which I guess he wasn't afraid enough of.
Well, that's the funny thing. I mean, normally rays aren't going to hurt you. That was a total freak accident. And further, it was amazing that the animal hit him where it did and that the spine managed to get past the breastbone. I mean, there was a whole series of totally freakish accidents.
But are you at all concerned that by removing your fear to some degree that exists when it comes to, let's say, great white sharks, that you're going to put yourself in a position where you could be harmed by a very dangerous animal that you're not afraid of?
Well, look at where I was, though. I mean, I was in a nice cage. I was in a perfectly safe place. And even in the open ocean, you know, the chances that you're going to be injured by a shark are way less. Do you know how many Americans are injured by toilets? In 1996, 43,000 people were injured by toilets. But do you walk into your bathroom and freak out? No. So I'm not at all worried about going into the ocean.
What's your next adventure?
Well, in January, I'm going to the Amazon, traveling to Barcelos on the Rio Negro in Brazil, where most of the ornamental tropical fish in home aquaria come from.
But no great white sharks.
No great white sharks. Just, well, electric eels.
I guess that'll do. Cy Montgomery's next book, The Soul of an Octopus, will be out in May. You can also find a link to her article, Danger Girl, about her experience shark diving at hereandnow.org. Cy, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it was a pleasure.